Chapter 17. It was a joke. They were having him on. But it wasn't like Aunt Jane to joke, and Robin looked so sad. She was 14, Matt told himself. 15 at the most. Had to be. I tried to warn you, Aunt Jane was saying. She sighed, like she was upset with him. You are so like your father, though. You just won't be told. Told what? Matt demanded. He was angry now. He didn't know why or who with. He just was. Don't hang out with her. She's old enough to be your great-great-great-great-grandmother several times over. What? Didn't stop you and Dad, did it? I saw your pictures. You can have fun, but I should keep well away. Is that it? Aunt Jane shook her head. No, that isn't what I meant. Just... She sighed again and turned away. It's true, she said more quietly, more sadly. Just that. Just believe it. I don't know what you're asking me to believe. I don't know if you're lying to me now or if you've been lying to me all along. I never wanted to deceive you, Robin said gently. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know we... She stopped, closed her eyes for a moment, then went on. I can't just tell everyone I meet that I'm getting on for 200 years old, can I? They'd either lock me up or cut me open. Maybe both. That picture you went back for, Matt said. His mouth was dry and his tongue felt like it didn't fit. Elizabeth Venture, in 1833. My mother. Dad loved her so much. There was never anyone else, not before and not since. But she grew old and died. And so did my sister, Lisa. You've seen her in the pictures, with me. She swallowed a sob and blinked away a tear. Matt remembered the old woman he had thought was a grandmother, with the dark-haired girl he had thought was an ancestor of Robin's. He thought of the pictures in Aunt Jane's scrapbook, the children playing. The man who looked like Julius Venture, the girl who looked like Robin. I don't get old, Robin said. At least not quickly. Another 100 years, and I'll look like I'm all grown up, and then I'll stay like that for centuries. Getting older, but oh so slowly, like Dad, not like everyone else. Everyone gets old, everyone except Dad and me. Yes, it's us in the pictures and portraits. There are so many of Dad, so many he's collected down the years. The lonely, boring years, like the metal disc. She fixed her startling blue eyes on Matt. He was there, she said. He saw it happen. The eruptions and the floods. The end of Atlantis. And you're really over 170 years old. Robin smiled. It was a thin, sad smile, but there was some warmth in it, some friendship.